Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, welcome back. Again, hope you had a good weekend. Not you guys so much. We talked off the air. What'd you do this weekend? No, don't. We shouldn't talk about our weekends. Because I went and saw Willie Farrell, so that was cool. Willie was really funny. He's always funny. And we had a good time partying a little bit after the show. But other than that, yeah, I was pretty mellow this weekend. You know, went to dinner and then saw a couple of baseball games with my son yesterday. And then laid around because it was sunny. Finally got some sunshine in our city yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of cold.
Yeah, it wasn't what I wanted it to be. You're right. I'm so freaking tired of It was 46 degrees yesterday morning at 8 o'clock when my son had a baseball game. Were you awake at 8?
Yeah, in fact, I was.
Well, yeah, but nobody should be outside playing baseball at the end of May at 8 o'clock in the morning with 46 degrees.
No, not at 46 degrees.
No, it's ridiculous.
That is not baseball weather.
No, hell no. And it's, you know, it's May. I get it. Oh, that's the basket of weather changes. The weather sucks. The weather sucks. Everywhere, by the way. Why does that suck now? What's the reasoning for the weather sucking everywhere
now? That could be a little climate change.
That could be it.
Something like
I don't
that
want to
going
get right
on.
Into that. Ooh, yeah. You guys libtards that would, suck asses.
That would be partially my guess.
Yeah, so Willie Farrell was very funny. I heard him on the appetizer there. Puss, you do anything exciting?
No.
You mowed the lawn, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mowed the lawn and I did laundry yesterday.
Okay. There you go.
Really,
did you golf?
No.
All right.
No, it was just...
That was crappy.
The wind chill. And,
I know.
Yeah, I'm having some complications with my hardware. And,
oh, geez.
It was...
Nine iron? Eight iron? Which one?
In your leg or what?
Yeah, the hardware in my leg.
Are you working it too hard?
I don't know. I must be.
Yeah.
Because Friday I worked it pretty hard, and now it seems to be clicking a lot. Whenever I step, something's grinding.
Like the erector set is clicking?
Yes.
I know it looks like an erector set in there.
Something's grinding to get something else.
Oh, man. It grinds your gears.
Yep.
Todd's here's what grinds my gears. Walking.
So I...
That sucks.
I watched.
What can they do about clicking?
I don't know. I got to talk to somebody about that.
Man.
Maybe take it out. You know, I've been thinking about that. He's given
Oh, you could actually take it out?
Approval.
I thought it was there permanently.
No, one plate he could take out.
Got it.
The other one's got to be in there, but there's a possibility of taking one out. But that
How's
means
that lay you up?
I hobble around for another 4 to 6 weeks on crutches.
Oh.
So, not looking forward to that.
I'd put that off.
Summer. It's a good time to be laid up.
I'd put that off as long as possible.
I'm trying.
That would suck. I mean, like you said... Yeah, do that maybe in January where crutches work really nice.
Otherwise,
well, and there's snow on the ground, so crutches is a good idea.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk it off.
Walk it off.
Walk it off this
week.
That's
still bothering you.
See what happens.
Has your son ever asked you that again? That's still bothering you?
Oh, he asked me that all the time.
Now it's a joke?
Yes.
Now it's a joke?
Now it's just a running bit.
All right.
And the listeners do that as well. They've all caught on.
Oh, yeah, they'll respond to stuff that doesn't mean anything. You know?
I
mean, I'm on my Facebook page, the personal one, I wrote when we joined Stitcher, you hear the show, about the fifth post in. What happened to Todd's leg? some guy. I'm thinking, all right. Facebook is brutal.
And
we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcasted on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. What was that?
I watched the Harlem Globetrotter game on Friday.
Oh, they win?
No.
Okay.
It was they were dressed up in Cleveland Cavalier uniforms.
Yeah, you didn't see last night.
Oh, I did last
Celtics
night,
too. Celtics won that game. I went to bed. So I went to bed and was watching. Well, I'll tell you what I was watching later. But, I didn't. I woke up and the Celtics won. Yeah, I didn't see any of that Friday night game.
Oh, in dramatic fashion. I really didn't watch much of the Globetrotter game on Friday.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I heard it looked like that.
Turned away.
Yeah,
I just read a lot.
Okay.
A lot of periodicals. Right. Oh, and a little Penguins Senators action.
Oh, yeah. It was 15-0 yesterday or something like that.
That was a freaking blowout yesterday.
That's the thing about hockey. You could turn a hockey game on. If it's 5-0, you could turn it off.
Yes.
No matter when it is.
It's done.
No matter when it is, it's done. It's over. All right. So there was our weekend. Hope yours was better than ours.
Yes.
Or just more exciting than ours.
Good chance it was.
Yeah, well.
We set a low bar.
Excitement. Exactly. Brett Michaels might call this week. He texted me this weekend. They're in Lincoln with Def Leppard and Tesla Wednesday night, I believe. Yeah, Lincoln,
yes,
Nebraska.
I think you're right.
That tour's going on right now. He texted me out of the blue. My wife's going to go down. So I said, give us a call if you're awake, not out. That's a guy leading an exciting life right now. They're just on tour. Partying, you know, obviously.
Rock shows?
I've got to ask if you knew Cornell, Chris Cornell. They were
in the vicinity?
Yeah, there's one in Lincoln. At the what's their arena called?
The Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, I was there. I saw a basketball game. It's a nice arena. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Def Leppard one. It's coming to town there, so you might call this week. Who's on the show this week?
What do we got? We got comedian Dale Jones later on this week.
Dale Jones, that's right.
Little light on guests right now, but
that's okay.
Well, things are always out there.
If you want to be a guest, get a hold of Puss.
No, don't.
Good idea. No, don't. All right.
Oh.
I'll find you.
You'll find us. Exactly. Don't call Puss and ask him that. I saw a movie this weekend, another movie suggestion from the show once in a while. We come across, we just randomly see them on the movie channels, and they're usually 2 to 3 years old, sometimes later.
Yeah. This one is 4 years old.
Yeah, Out of the Furnace, Christian Bale, Woody Harrelson, Casey Affleck, Steelworker, Meth, Bad Guys, Prison. Bad guys. Woody Harrelson's a bad guy. Great bad guy. But yeah, meth. Meth.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it takes place in Braddock, Pennsylvania. Yeah. They don't really go into the States so much. They say Jersey a little bit in there, too. So I'm trying to. You know, when you watch something, you realize they keep saying up there in Jersey. And I'm thinking, you know, it was pissing me off. You know, you know the area of any place, you get mad when they're kind of wrong about things.
They don't say that.
Yeah, apparently Woody Harrelson's gang was from a mountains. The woods somewhere in Jersey, which there are a bunch of woods in Jersey, don't get me wrong, but it's like I'm thinking, why the hell? You kept saying up there. How about over there? And I was getting mad. Willem Dafoe's in it, too, by the way. Willem Dafoe's great. Yeah,
bad guy?
Well, kind of, but kind of a good guy, too. You got to watch it. It's a good movie. And it's, like I said, it's a lot of meth. Not necessarily great for the chicks. I'm not saying all women don't like guy movies, because most women don't like a lot of guy movies, but there's no really redeeming women values in this movie. I mean, the guys are, you know, there's drugs and there's a lot of, you know, there's fist fighting, you know, and there's fist fighting where people get really bloody and nastied up.
Yeah.
People don't like that. You know, a girl likes fist fighting?
Yeah, maybe some chick who likes, you know, there's a lot of fist fighting in like Roadhouse.
No, that's fake fist fighting.
Okay.
This is getting your ass kicked fist fighting. This is bare knuckle betting on the backside in a barn. You know, like a human cockfight.
Well, they like it if it's hunky guys.
You know, well, yeah, say, Casey Affleck's actually fighting in this.
Yeah.
Puss won't let me suggest a movie to his wife and him anymore. What a him, he takes his suggestions. What's the movie I suggested to you 5 years ago?
Oh, God. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was...
Jeremy Piven.
And Rob Lowe. And
there's four guys you know, and then one guy you don't.
The guy that was the lead in Hung. Why am I forgetting?
Yeah,
his name?
Thomas Jane.
And they all killed themselves at the end.
And maybe we shouldn't give him the name of it so people don't. But we kind of blew it for him.
Yeah,
it's a guy's weekend. Bunch of old buddies getting together, and they all got grown-up problems.
Yeah,
and then they all killed themselves.
And Tyler said, "Hey, this is a pretty good movie.
It's a slice of life. It's a good slice of life movie, and especially if you're a middle-aged man like everybody is,
sitting there at home one Friday night, flipping through on demand. Hey, yeah. Mike said this one was pretty good. Okay, let's check it out. And it got over. Crystal looked at me and said, I'm never taking a recommendation from him again. That was an awful, awful movie.
No.
It sounds familiar.
It was a good movie, but it's a horrible. It was just brutally honest and tough to watch. Let's go with that, right? Puss, you give me that?
It was.
Yeah, I mean, you as a guy.
Yeah, it was a dark movie.
Dark.
I got it, but yeah, she was not
appreciating. She's not going to get it. No. What was that? What did you say, Todd?
It sounds familiar. You don't remember the name of the movie?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Yeah, you can look it up and fucking figure it out.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I mean, you might not want to watch it now because they'll kill themselves.
No, because I think I've seen it.
Yeah. I think at the time, we talked about this on the radio, you might have seen it. So when I text you guys out of the furnace, Puss said, don't worry. I said, not good for the chicks, for the ladies, I said. And Puss said, don't worry, my wife never wants any suggestions from you whatsoever. Restaurants, movies, whatever.
Yes, this is... No, actually, it's just movies and television.
Okay, just movies.
Movies and television.
Okay.
I Melt With You, 2011. Thomas Jane, Jeremy Piven, Rob Lowe, Carla Gugino, I forget.
Yeah, you recognize her. She's hot, yeah.
Yeah, Sasha Gray's in it.
Oh, yeah, she's in that.
Yeah.
She's like a girlfriend or something, one of the guys.
Dark, dark movie.
Yeah.
When 4 40-something college friends meet up for their annual reunion, things start to spiral out of control, and a pact they made as young men is revisited.
Yeah.
Man, they all die.
Well, the pact. There's a total spoiler. We're just giving the whole movie away right now. The spoiler is that they all get together and they realize all their lives, even though some of them got some money, just suck. They hate everything about their lives. Their wives, their kids hate them. They're all going through divorces, blah, blah, blah. Let's kill ourselves. So don't make that pact, folks. You know, life can always get better.
Well, and if I recall right, you didn't see it coming.
No, like, that's it. Like, it's brutal.
Like right at the end, it's like,
well, you do now if you're listening
bang!
To this conversation.
It's like, what they did? What?
All right. We're happy we're waking up Monday morning and you're hearing this whole we had suicide talk last week with Chris Cornell. Jesus. Move on. Craig will pick you up. Sunshine and Rainbow is blasting out his ass, right? All right.
So, As normal.
That movie, 2011.
Yes.
So you got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old movie review.
But the 2011 movie we reviewed 5 years ago, I think when I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I did see it, yeah.
Oh, it's good to come.
Well, first of all, Bill Maher had a great, it led into some political stuff, but his last rant was great. Every movie is superhero.
Yeah.
And he listed them all. And he listed every TV show as superhero. Now, we can find different TV, I get it, but he starts out by doing the movie characters. He gets into political crap, which he was totally correct about that. Everybody wants a hero, don't want to do anything for themselves, you know. What do they call Trump? Orange Sphincter.
Yeah,
that was his character.
That's right.
But basically, every movie, so when you find these slice of life movies, like we talked about before, you'll see trailers, shows on TV, or you'll watch, in the old days, we used to rent movies, and you'd see the trailers at the end of those. But you got to be in your head, like Out of the Furnace, I remember that, and then when I totally zoned out. Unless you write it down and think about it, they go away.
You have to physically write it down and
see. That's why
it
you
out.
Flip around the movie channels and all of a sudden, oh, there it is. Or Netflix, oh, there it is. Yeah. And then you got to go, you know, play it. You got to watch it. Sit down and watch
it. Sit down and watch
That's
it.
That's the key. That's the key.
Who's got time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, apparently we do.
Apparently we do. Greg Evans, Petey Mack, you and us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.